Yes, people, we are back live. We are back live on the Sarcasm City TV YouTube for another edition of the Sarcasm City Sports Q&A, a late edition. Big up to everyone who's just joined over from the raid, from the Back Again podcast. Shout out to Troops. Big up Lewis, Hassam, Hamza, all my dons over there as well, people. I see you in the chat already, proper Chelsea TV. So big up to everyone who's tapped in. Like I said, whether you joined from the raid or you was here already, people, make sure you hit the like button on the video. Make sure you share this across all the socials as well. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. Also, Sarcasm City TV. Shout out to my like Troops in the chat as well. The legend that is Troops. Of course, this pod was supposed to be a United Chelsea Spurs show and it was going to be earlier. But because the Back Again podcast went longer, I switched it to a Q&A, people. So you know me, I'm always going to provide the content, whether it's 3 a.m. UK time, whether it's 1 a.m. UK time, whether it's 11 p.m., whether it's 4:30 p.m. or 5 p.m., just no morning content, you know what I'm saying? I'm not a morning person like that. But technically, you do get morning content simply because we be up late doing NBA, and obviously NBA playoff starts, it's tomorrow, technically, UK time. With the play-ins. But for those that haven't seen the Sarcasm City Sports Q&As before, it's where we answer sporting questions from the chat. Will Arsenal and Manchester City meet in the Champions League semi-final? Both clubs playing on Wednesday. Arsenal travelling to Bayern Munich. Manchester City have Real Madrid coming to town. City 3-3 draw in the first leg, whereas Arsenal drew 2-2 at home to Bayern Munich. But yeah, like I said, get your questions in, people. And that being said, yo, the sick, you lot asked for it. We brought it. 16 out of 10 t-shirts available now, people. www.sarcasmcitytv.myshopify.com. And you know what? Out on the 16th, people. We won't be dispatching till Friday, which is the 19th, but get your t-shirts. Check out the website. It's in the pinned comment. Obviously, available in 4 different colors, 2 different designs, at a great, great price of £16.10. People, so it's there. Check out the website, etc., etc. But we got TJ in the building. Jez is also in the building as well. Steve is also here. What are you man telling me? Everybody good?
Yeah, man, I'm good, man. I'm good.
No, I'm not good. But we'll get into that.
I just want to say, shout out to the website. But everybody that knows me about delivery fees, I'm a big fighter against these. the OGs of this channel, they know what delivery fees.
Yeah, they know. For those that take it back. But yeah, the 16 out of 10 t-shirts available. Like I said, 2 different designs, 4 different colors. Make sure you check it out. Big up to Gaming for Life. Arisa, see you dead in the water. Warrior J, Certified Sunshine. And for those that are asking about members, obviously you lot get a 16% discount. I'll message all of you lot. So order any members, I will message you lot individually for anyone who's a member. And that was from before. So if you only join... Well, yeah, you had to be from before, but you get a 16% discount. I'll send you over the code to any members, people. So don't worry, Sunshine, I've got you. I've got you 110%. Will be available. They're not available yet outside of the UK, but I will start. I'm going to pattern that for you lot by this week. So it's actually all on the site, all the information. I think it's by the 21st, 22nd. All the information is on the site anyway, people. All the information is on the site. Yeah, I got you, Sunshine. You already know, but you lot get your questions in. But TJ, we'll go to you because you're a club, one of the clubs you support, mentioned in the title. You said you're not good. Of course, we'll get to the whole Aston Villa game. But are you getting past Bayern in the Champions League semi-final? I mean, quarter-final, sorry.
We better.
I said we better, you know.
We better.
I love the desperate.
We better.
I love it.
Look, what did I say on the show on Wednesday? Mm-hmm. I said it just for a second before I gave my 2-1 incorrect prediction for the Aston Villa match. I said if we lose this match against Aston Villa, not only is the league pretty much over, but our heads will be down going into the Allianz Arena, which is the exact opposite of what we needed. When this team, especially under this manager, when their heads go down, it takes 2 or 3 games for them to come back up. Pause. I don't know if that's pause worthy, but we move. All I'm saying is,
hey, yo, that's dirty. Dirty, bro.
Yeah. All I'm saying is, look, I've gotten cooked so much over the last 24 hours. I got grill marks on my ass. Like, these guys better win because I am going to, like, if you guys didn't make it over to my channel, again, big up everybody inside. TJ Warren TV. TJ Warren check TV. It out.
Links underneath in the description. It's on the featured channel page as well. Let me see if I've got
you
space.
Wanna, if you want to, yeah, if you want to see a defeated man, go check out my videos from yesterday.
I'm gonna go do that. Yeah, I'm gonna do that tonight,
bro. It was peak. But yeah, no, I'm telling you, man. Like, I my confidence is extremely low. The stars aren't aligning. These are the shittiest constellations I've ever seen. Like it's like the Big Dipper is all over the place, bro. It's awful. But you know, we have a chance to get over a big hurdle here. The narrative that I'm kind of running off of right now is, are we truly going to get over the hurdle? And if the only way we get over the hurdle, and the only way I'm okay with this manager staying in the spot that he's in now, is if we beat Bayern.
Because what have I
said from the beginning? We have to win a trophy for me to be in support of this manager. And if we lose to Bayern, it's all over. We're going to drop more points. The confidence is going to be through the floor. And we're going to be searching for the same old excuses, same old song and dance to keep supporting this manager and the players that he keeps,
like Aerosmith,
trying to throw out there. Yep. Yep. Exactly. Good. See, Steve got the reference. So, yeah, but that's how I'm feeling about it. You're looking at a defeated man. Like I told you guys, we had the Q&A last night. I couldn't make it because I was too busy getting cooked on American waffle. But I'm here now. I'm here to answer your questions. I'm here to hang out with my guy Prime, obviously Jez, Flawless, and Steve-O live from Walmart. So let's do it.
Let's go. Let's go.
Yeah.
Hey, you're actually one of the Arsenal fans that processes are literally probably a bit better. Maybe yesterday you had a bit more of a head loss, but I think I said this already yesterday. But I think Arsenal season is done. It's just the way Arsenal fans itself, forget the players, it's even the way the fan base even reacted to the Villa result. Even today, like, I'm seeing people going back and forth. I'm seeing people questioning Declan Rice, not as a footballer. I'm seeing people starting to question if their team is really as good as people say it is in their own fan base. Like, all these type of question marks are starting to come, and for me, it's a bad omen. It's a bad omen. This Aston Villa result kind of felt like, I think it felt like a...
This was the Southampton of last season.
Yes, you think so? Opinion. You reckon that's what it was? Yeah.
Yeah. This was because you look at the results that we dropped, obviously, and I don't want to dig up that body again, but you got to keep looking at it because we're literally looking at the second episode in this freaking, hopefully not a trilogy. Sorry, I'm going to keep cussing. This is the shittiest. This is the shittiest trilogy I've ever watched in my life. And we're gonna have to watch. And if this is Return of the Jedi, bottling the championship or bottling the league, and then we're on the road to not even having it being considered a bottle. Like, we're not even getting to the finish line because we have a lot of tough fixtures ahead. And I've seen this club put its head down and not be able to pick it back up. And we're not going to have a Dubai trip to be able to find ourselves now. We have to. Right. We have a game on Wednesday, and then we have to turn around and play Chelsea after that. And the Chelsea that we saw today, I'm not looking forward to that. I mean, who's looking forward to that after the performance that we saw at home? And look, I'm not bigging up Chelsea too much because I think that this was a freaking – that was a – I don't know what that was today, but that was Everton, bro,
you know what you saw? That was an Everton team that are going to get relegated.
And now I see freaking Prime over here in his freaking sunglasses acting like he's actually done something. But I think this was a flash in the pan game for Chelsea.
Yeah, hold that, man.
Isn't it nighttime where you are? Like, what are you doing wearing sunglasses, bro?
You don't know where I am.
You know why he's got the glasses on, so the snow don't get in his eyes.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, people, if you don't know the definition of snow blindness, it's a real thing.
Snow blindness. Anyway,
it's an actual thing. Go look it up.
First of all, TJ, don't assume you don't know where I am. Two, these shades are not for Chelsea. Chelsea fans don't even claim me, so I'm not celebrating the win. I don't care. But these shades are for what happened over the weekend. The happiness over the weekend. They're not down from Arsenal.
That's sound on the water, number one. I don't know what you're doing, why you're away from your mic. Sit
I think
down
it's funny.
Talking to your mic.
I think it's funny they're melting down because banter aside, like I did my banter already, banter aside, you guys are still in the race. Arsenal fans who are, and I'm not talking about people like you, like you're always real, but the people who were so strongly about this player's world class, this player's world class, we're going to win the Prem or we will win the Champions League, etc., etc. All of a sudden, one bad or maybe two bad results, including Bayern, and now all of a sudden, people are questioning players. We're questioning if Declan Rice is actually world class. We're questioning Saliba. We're questioning this guy. We're questioning that guy. Why all of a sudden we're asking questions when a week ago, these guys were amazing? Why the meltdown? I don't get it. I saw an Arsenal
fan. Everybody's so reactionary, and I think and here's one thing I'll say: we had an absolute stinker of a game from whoever was taken went out to pee before the game, all the way up through Arteta, like the highest of the high and to the lowest of the low did not show up for that game. Period. End of story. And I think everybody's being extremely reactionary. I mean, if you're throwing Declan Rice's name under the bus for that game, I mean, you got to look at there were five other players that I can name right now that played worse than him. Six, probably. Seven, like honestly, seven if I'm being really harsh. So I think also, everybody's Arsenal being extremely reactionary.
Arsenal fans who left the stadium when you were like one or two on that.
Disgrace.
That's weird. I don't, because what's weird is people, Arsenal fans particularly, clown on City and say they've got no fans. They clown on Chelsea and say they've got no fans. Why are you leaving to know that? You did the same thing last season. And I said last year when you guys were just winning games, that part of why you're so good is how connected your fan base is. It seemed like for the most part, everyone's in harmony and everyone's backing the team. The minute things start to crumble, people stop backing the team, your team falls apart. And the same thing can happen right now. Obviously, I'm happy. I want it to happen. But I'm speaking from a... speaking from a neutral level, you guys shouldn't... Your fan base shouldn't be crumbling because of one bad... It's one bad result. Who cares? Win your next game, all of a sudden you're in it.
I'm gonna waste my fan base right now. We've been spoiled, bro. We haven't lost this year in the league, and then all of a sudden, when we hit a roadblock, people are abandoning ship like we just hit an iceberg. I mean, and we are taking on water. Don't get me wrong, but the ship hasn't gone completely under yet. And the fact that people were abandoned, like I thought somebody had pulled a freaking fire alarm after Ollie Watkins' goal. Stay there.
What minute was it? 87th minute.
It's still enough time left to go and grab two goals. I've seen
we had 8 or 9 minutes of added time.
You can still grab two goals.
Like it was absolutely embarrassing and shameful. And you know, you got content creators like me, like Lee, like Jez, like all these people that are staying out here, and we sit here and watch the entire thing, and then we have to hold corn because these spoiled people at the Emirates didn't get the show that they wanted to see, so they're leaving early to beat the traffic. Like it's an absolute disgrace. And if any Arsenal fans are coming in and talking crap about the empty had or Anfield being a library or whatever, you got to take a hard look in the mirror after that, because all people have to do is take a screenshot. You could clearly see the cannon at the Emirates by the 89th minute.
Can I say something about the thing, which is, it's very funny because I think I talked about it actually before, and I think it's reactionary, but I think a big reason why Arsenal fans moving the way they moved after the Aston Villa game is before, and why they're all leaving so early from the game, is because, and this is what I said for a very long time, 90% of these guys don't actually believe what they're actually talking about. They don't actually
believe. That's what I was going to get to, Jez.
They don't actually believe that the team is that good. They don't actually believe they're at the level where they think the team is. So because nothing, because you guys kept winning, you haven't lost the game, you look like you're not going to lose the game, they're going to ride with the wave and be like, you know what, let's go with it. Not all of a sudden, one lost game, you couldn't beat Bayern. All two part results, by the way, it doesn't mean you're still out of the Bayern game. It doesn't mean you're still off the tight train. All of a sudden, Declan Rice is not good enough. Saliba and Gabriel, we need to look at them. Declan Rice is a bum. All of a sudden, all these opinions come from just two bad results, which does not even mean that the season's over technically. It's not like, so for me,
I know.
My conclusion is simple. Most of your fan base actually believe your team's not that good as they make it out to be. Like, I think a lot of these guys go with the wave so they can just go and clone other fan base like Chelsea, like Tottenham, like United. Currently are not doing well.
And to hyper protagonist who says, why is fans leaving even a talking point? Because it potentially affects the result. That's why. The Arsenal went two, I checked it, went two goals down at the 87th minute. Let's say they would have pulled a goal back 89 or 90th minute and they add on 8-9 minutes and the crowd is jumping. You don't think that could potentially affect Arsenal not getting an equaliser but also getting a winner? We talk all the time about hostile environments and how much the home crowd can be the 12th man and things of this nature. But it goes to, I agree with Jez, took the words right off my playbook.
We've seen Arsenal do it this season against Chelsea. Yeah, yes, fine, Chelsea are crap.
That's off my head. Yeah. I just wanted to give you your props, Jez, because I was going to say the exact same thing, that fans don't believe what they're talking about. That's why.
Yes, and I know that because some of my fans this season, look, now you see the narratives with our players of this player's not good enough and this player's not good enough. So I know from my own fan base, but this is a hilarious part about it. Remember the Sheffield United game? That we won at the very last like minute. We was 1-0 down to the 90th minute, but the stadium wasn't empty. Everybody was still singing, come on, you Spurs, and all the chants, the Madison chants, the Sun chants, and we were able to win the game at the end of the game. Like, for me, that's why I just come from the conclusion that generally Arsenal fans actually don't actually believe, especially the ones in the stadium, that the team's actually that good. So when the ground gets tough, they can't sit here and say, you know what? Let's support the team. They can't do it. They can't do it because they don't want to get disappointed.
DJ, better than me. Before you go, Fats, the game last season is a prime example when Reece Nelson scored late when they won. I can't remember who he was against last season.
Bournemouth.
So you telling me to people who don't think it has an impact that the crowd didn't have an impact in that game? Of course it did.
It had an impact in the Southampton, the game that we had to come back. Yeah. And win in the last 10 minutes. Like it does have an impact. And the fact, I don't know, man, I'm just embarrassed. Like Arsenal fans have no leg to stand on now in terms of making fun of supporters for other clubs after seeing that. You had some rough waters and you have to leave. Like, yeah, it's just embarrassing to be honest.
Based on the experience that I've been to Emirates, yeah. Sadly, no, because I was at the game where Tammy Abraham scores that last minute goal in 5 years ago, Lampard's first season, and even when you guys were still like 1-0 up before that Jorginho equalizer, I've seen some of your fan base just leaving the premises. I've seen some of the Arsenal fans even leaving before even like going to the minute at 80. And this is why I feel like the 12th man factor off the pitch can also be the main issue that you guys can have some issue about the atmosphere at Emirates. Well, we all to respect here. Ever since Arsenal moved away from Highbury, it's not been the same. It's not been the same like the old Highbury days where the game, let's say, it goes still a draw like 2-2 and you guys looking for a late last-minute winner. They were like back in the old days, like in the Highbury days, fans never leave the stadium.
Because that's why though. This is back to my point. Because the team back then, they had more faith in the team to go and get the results than they do now. They don't actually, like I said, they don't actually believe that this Arsenal team is actually that good. The only reason why they ride with it and the reason why they say all these arguments is because they're getting the results and they're getting all the praise and saying respect this. And then you get rival fans like Ryan to say, you have to start respecting Arsenal. For what? When Arsenal fans don't even respect their own team. And by the way, real quick, before you go, Floyd.
Go on, Jez.
This is the funniest part about it. These would be the same home fans that would go after guys like TJ who live outside the UK and talk about, how do you know about, you're not a local. How do you know about the football club? Same guys. This will be the same guys that will go after all these guys that don't live in England, can't go to the games, like, and say, "Oh, you don't understand the football club." And I keep saying this about the Emirates. The Emirates is one of the worst atmospheres in the Premier League. The only time when the stadium actually goes crazy is when Arsenal scores.
That's the reason why it's called the library.
If you want to leave as well, there's also about three exits if you go out from that stadium. One, there's a Piccadilly line called the Arsenal Station. Two, the Holloway Road. The third one is the, when you walk about 10 minutes to Finsbury Park.
No, but yeah, I don't really care about the exits, bro. For me, the bro, you stay to the end. If you really believe your team is they good.
And that's what it is, because we've all seen our teams we're here win something major or win a cup. When the fans, the fans actually believe that the team is good enough to go or do what needs to be done, you would never leave. My Manchester United fan, you know the amount of times we was behind in games and we scored many late goals. The infamous Fergie era. Old Trafford's still packed. Same way we're still packed. The bridge is the same. Anfield's the same. When the amount, even Liverpool this season, the amount of late goals they've scored, that's not an accident.
Yeah, 2021, 2022, Chelsea were 3-1 down against Real Madrid. Benzema just scored a hat-trick. We went to the Bernabeu and there were still Chelsea fans believed we could pull off a miracle.
Yeah.
Like, your fans... that's why I say we're Arsenal fans. Like, a lot of you guys... like. Your social media fans. Not like, I'm not talking about TJ and stuff, but like,
I know what you mean though.
The biggest social media merchant, this guy.
On socials, but they don't truly believe it. And I'm not saying they might not be real fans either, but people like Dowd and Egal and Dale, they fit into that bracket of they'll talk big on social media because either it comes off and they look like a genius and they get a lot of clicks and followers, or it doesn't come off and they get bantered online, but they'll still end up getting clicks and followers. It's just for a social media club. It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. No, at the end of the day,
support your team. If you truly believe that my players are quality, my players are world class, my manager is elite, being 2-0 down again 87 minutes against Aston Villa, you should still believe you can come back.
And even if you don't. You don't even have to think your team is the very best to believe you could come back. Last season, I believed in Manchester United. We weren't the greatest side, but I'd seen enough where I was like, we're behind in games. I'm like, yeah, we can turn this around.
Even if we were losing against Dortmund, Chelsea fans still believe, and we were shit. Like, I don't get
Do you think that any left, because they were pissed off of bottling the game and had PTSD, genuine question? Some of them, yes. But you know what, I hear that, and I think this could be the case, yes. But you know what? You fight through that and do your best to try and turn it around. Don't get mistaken. Yes. The players are mostly to blame, but fans leaving is like, I would say this if this was United fans, I'm not with it. If you genuinely believe in the team, you're still in with a chance. You're 2-0 down with still 10 minutes on the clock. You can get a point. It's not out of the realms of possibility that you can get a point. It's not far-fetched.
I see. If less talented teams than Arsenal can go and get equalizers, inside Chelsea literally was able to win the game against Manchester United in 2 minutes, and was able to make it the latest goal, Premier League record as scoring the latest goal against in the Premier League. So if Chelsea, who Arsenal fans clown about their team quality, about the manager, why can't Arsenal do it? And by the way, did you guys see the Declan Rice quote after game? I can't lie. When I saw that quote, I thought in his mind he thought it sounded better than it actually sounded when it came out of his mouth, because it's on the plus, it's on the crazy. Let me get the quote actually.
Yeah,
and the thing is, if you believe, sorry, DJ, if the fans believe that they can make a comeback, the players will believe as well, and that will scare the opposition.
Yeah. Well, no,
happens with Real Madrid all the time, but their heritage, but like it happens with Real Madrid all the time. The fans believe that they'll come back, so the players believe it, and that scares the opposition. Like, I don't know, maybe I'm waffling. Sorry, TJ.
Well, no, you're not waffling. I just thought that this team had given the fans enough to believe in. I mean, they had me looking staring at that Kool-Aid, bro. They had me staring at it like we can do this. You know what I mean? We could do this. And then they go out there and yeah, they go out there.
I'm gonna go to the Kool-Aid aisle. I'm gonna go to the Kool-Aid aisle.
Yeah, no. Show me some flavors, bro. So show me some flavors. No, but I think that was truly what it was, is that we were the people really do believe, and we haven't, and it's not over yet. It's not over yet. That's mathematically, it's not over yet. But at the same time, you gotta understand that this team, in my opinion, and I have a lot of criticism for this team and how, and the manager and how we set up and the players and the effort and all of that. But this team gave you enough to stay, in my opinion. If not that game, but for the past 4 months, they gave you enough and you left. You abandoned, in my opinion, you abandoned them. That's just my opinion.
And Andrew, before you go, just one second. Andrew says here, flawless. Fans saw a 16 out of 10. Fans saw a 16 out of 10, oh, 10 performance. Jesus. So, man, them cook. And hey, if you don't know what 16 out of 10 is, people, hey, enjoy. Man.
That's story. By the way, but can here I just are. Say, the two girls below us are looking 16 out of 10s today, both of them.
Right, big up the panel. And speaking of that, people, your 16 out of 10 t-shirts are available. You can see it there across the bottom of the screen, www.sarcasmcitytv.myshopify.com. That is www.sarcasmcitytv.myshopify.com. Email for help is sarcasmcityTVhelp@gmail.com. So any inquiries, you can send there, any issues, any questions, etc., etc. All at the great price of £16.10. That is £16.10. Two different designs, people, four different colors. We will be making it it's only available currently for UK, but it will be available worldwide very much soon, people. All right, the crickets is always, it's always the best. Seeing Ryan get dunked on is absolute, more than Arsenal and Liverpool losing. Seeing Ryan lose on a weekly basis has been beautiful. I love it. Oh, it is great, man. Like, and I get to relive it over and over and over again. And you know what's the best thing about it? I get paid to do it. Someone is paying me to dunk on Ryan. It's beautiful. I can't believe my luck. So big up to all of you that are locked in. Before you carry on, before you go, Prime, yeah, over 130 people in there. Please make sure you run up the likes. Hit the like button on the video. Please make sure you share across all share across all socials and subscribe to the channel Sarcasm City TV. And make sure you subscribe to all of the man them here. TJ's channel, link is in the title. Steve's channel, link is in the title. Everyone else you see on this channel, underneath in the description is their channels and on the featured channel page. Because genuinely, if you support me and Sarcasm City TV, make sure you support all the hosts. Because everyone you see on this panel, apart from Ryan, I genuinely fuck with. So make sure you subscribe and support all of the man them as well. And speaking of that, big up to my Don Months in the cup. Go subscribe to Big Six Fans. Shout out Months. What are you telling me, family? Hope you're blessed and everything. But yeah, go on, Prime. As you were.
Okay. Ator, keep your camera on, bro. Listen. The things you did in 2021, I've got clips.
Bro, those clips,
bro. I've got like 4 or 5 clips of you. People think this 16 out of 10 stuff is bad. Check the archives.
And yeah, to see CQD says, you're putting 16 out of 10 on some bottles for Arsenal fans, flawless. No, 16 out of 10 on bottles, actually, that could work. Not for Arsenal fans, I'm just saying as a... Thank you very much for a merch idea. But like I say, it's in the pinned comment, people. So go and check out the site. Go browse it. All the whole nine. All the information is on there, people. All the information is on there. But yeah, Arsenal Doomsday is 24 hours away. Months. You right? Yeah. You don't. Do you know what he chose? Yeah, Arsenal fans.
Yeah, like, no, I chose this life. And yeah, I chose to share the screen with you, absolutely, great gentleman.
You know how hard it was
to say that. Oh my God! Because flawless is a criminal. Prime is more of a criminal. Steve, I'm his agent, so I can't say anything bad about Steve. Jez, criminal. Thaz,
criminal. I resent that. I'm not worse than flawless. I resent that.
You are definitely worse than me.
I'm 20 years in prison. Flawless is like 50.
This guy, yo. This
25 to life, no parole,
bro. Hey, you know what, Brian? Cry me a fucking river, bro. This guy.
I didn't even hear what he said, Jez, but okay.
He said, cry me a fucking river. That's what he said.
I'll say, yeah.
Of course, it's the German saying that, yeah.
Hey, I'm not the one that just pulls up the streets with a jacket on like it's snowing.
Well, I have a jacket on. I
said, cry me a fucking river. That's what I'd said.
The reason
why I feel bad for TJ is I know what it's like dealing with
yes. in some football. Before we carry on, hey, salute to you lot, because we just got our first order on the 16 out of 10 tees. Like I say, links in the pin. And so salute to you. I won't bait out your name, but big up. Like £16.10, the 16/10 t-shirts are there, people. Do not worry. We'll be dispatching by Friday, which is the 19th. But it's only right we launched on the 16th.
You know what I always say.
Worldwide? It will be soon.
The UK.
Yeah, it will be soon. Right, I got you. Just the UK right now, but I got you.
You know what my slogan always say, man? This tweet is going to start feeding families. this clip is actually feeding families. This is crazy.
This clip is gonna start feeding Phyllis and his kids, this guy, this clip is gonna start feeding Phyllis and a snow bunny and his kids. I ain't got no kids, I ain't got no snow bunny. Let me just clarify both of those things. I need to clarify that. I don't know why I have to clarify it.
You see why, Prime? You're the biggest crook as well here. So.
Yeah, facts, man. Tell him again.
This is
hilarious. Next gen are crop tops for chicks saying 16 out of 10, girl. You like jokers.
Crop tops is hilarious.
Andrew says, run it flawless for the culture. Oh, yeah, man. For the Sarcasm City TV, 100%.
By the way, can I just say, the two girls below us are looking 16 out of 10s today, both of them.
Can I just say?
All right, big up the panel. That's dumb face, yo. This is dumb face at the end, yo.
That's a little spotlight. I did that.
But yes, people. Of course, man, it's here. But yeah, in the pinned comment, 16 out of 10 t-shirts available. All the information is on the website. But you lot, get your questions in. Members, of course, if you are a member of the channel, you ask a question on the sports Q&A, I will star it and I will get to it. Don't worry about that. And of course, if you super chat as well, I will get to it. Welcome to the channel as well. My bro in the building, my light months. Yes, family, what are you telling me? You good? You saying, family?
Don't be asking for my well-being. You know,
what do you mean? Don't be asking. So what am I supposed to do, bro? Am I not supposed to intro you and say hello?
I'm here to offer a truce to the Arsenal faithful, i.e. TJ, for today. I'm not here to acknowledge anyone else. Strasbourg, Steve, you called that we was going to get backshotted by Atlanta, and we did. So respect. You know what I'm saying? We got bopped by a team where we don't even know if they're based in the middle of the ocean or in the USA. You know what I'm saying? We don't even know. TJ, I'm here to offer a truce. Obviously, you don't have to answer it now. I've offered the same truce, the same peace treaty to troops. I've offered the peace treaty to Casey and Kears. And to a few other Arsenal fans across the YouTubing universe, the YouTubing multiverse, let's say. So here it is. I'm offering an official peace treaty to stop this war between us, you know, us do-gooders. You know, I don't think we need to become anti-heroes. I don't think we need to cause any more damage in this war. I don't think any more innocents need to suffer. However, it doesn't come at a price. I just think we should stop this beef. And okay, it does come at a price. It comes at a price. Yeah, it comes at a price. And the price is Man City might have to win a four-peat, might have to do a back-to-back treble.
However, if that happens, then
what we get to do, we get to dance on Fergie. We get to dance on Fergie's legs together.
Ooh. Oh,
together. And I know here. I don't know. And listen, people might think I'm sounding crazy with this, but Man United fans have been the bane of our existence, and think because their team is crap and they're checked out with their football team, not you, Flawless, but because they're checked out.
I agree with those two things. Because
Man United are checked out and they hate their club and they pay for their depression, they feel like it's okay to clown Arsenal and Liverpool, but even though we are in superior positions at the moment. So I think if we play the Uno reverse card and we simply let Fergie's legacy dwindle away as that second treble comes in, as that four-peat roams free, as that double treble, four-peat plus the Centurions in there, six Prems in 8 years in there for Man City, you know. And then obviously, then the whole question of Fergie being the greatest Premier League manager starts to get a little bit questionable. Two Champions Leagues in 6 years when it took Fergie 27 years. You know what I'm saying? A four-peat, never been done. Back-to-back treble, never been done. So if you want to dance for Fergie's legacy with me, I'm inviting all Arsenal fans to come and do that with me, but it has to be a peace treaty first. So you guys
I'm gonna give a positive on this though. And I know he watches this channel. I know he watches my channel. One person that I would enjoy just absolutely tap dancing on is that fraud Traps. I know you're watching. You're my biggest fan. You're my biggest fan, Traps. I'm gonna look at the camera. You're my biggest fan, Traps. If Man City win this title, I might be listening to Monts. That's all I'm gonna say. I might be getting my finest blue suede shoes out. That's an interesting. That's interesting, Bonds. I'll take it under consideration.
Let him go.
Let's take this a step further. How about you show me?
How about that? I ain't hearing from you. How about that, mate? How about that? How about you show up? I don't get him on the City thing. Monts I get because he's a prick first and foremost, and he's a Liverpool fan. TJ I get because he's an Egypt and he's an Arsenal fan. Fully get him dunking on Sir Alex Ferguson and Manchester. I fully get that. That's why I let Monts, you know what I'm saying, spit his absolute drivel that he was talking about. That's why when TJ takes shots, I get it. You are a Newcastle United fan, if we want to use your English club. We have no war whatsoever, and you continue.
Flawless. You don't get it. So, Steve being a Newcastle fan, Newcastle just got money. And obviously, the blueprint is Man City. So, anything Man City are doing, they need to copy it. So Man City need to be successful. And Newcastle needs City need to bust case on those 15.
Can I just give a reason? A lot of people are questioning me right now as to why I'd do such a thing and why I would want such a thing. Now, this isn't what I want, by the way. This is me making the best of a bad situation. Really? Yeah. And listen, I feel like you see this? these are the signs of time. This is yin and yang. Oh, no, this is yin and yang. This is black and white. This is yin and yang. Yeah? Yin and yang. Right, guys? If Manchester United want to be shameless and celebrate our downfall, why can't I be shameless and celebrate Fergie's downfall? It's the balance, as all things should be. Like Fano said, as all things should be.
Every reaction has an equal and opposite reaction. I mean, it's the law of the universe, to be honest with you.
Celebrating Fergie's downfall won't give you a second Premier League.
This is what I'm trying to say. Like, hold on.
It's not going to get anyone a second Premier League because City don't exist in this reality that I live in. And we're desensitized to their success.
Hey, you lot seeing here why Monts gets paid big. You're gonna see him on a big screen. Monts, we've had this discussion. You can't kid a kidder, man. Me and you are the same. You know what I'm saying? We're the same. You try and do this all the time, yo. Before you go, for those that watch Street Fighter, you know when you pick you and your Don are fighting on Street Fighter and you pick the same character,
just one's in a different costume.
Ryu's in red and I've got white. That's me and Monts. It's just that he's from London. I'm from Manchester. He a Liverpool fan. I'm a Manchester United.
You can't say we're numb to see success and it's irrelevant. But then in the same breath, I get why you want to celebrate their success to crash on Fergie. That means you're acknowledging City's success
and acknowledging everybody's success.
Prime, you are so right about that. But same way, United, big United, are using City's success to crash it on us. That's what they're doing. The fact that City is winning.
Just to clarify,
You're just here for the now.
I'm just enjoying the misery. Like, don't get mistaken. If Liverpool were in, Steve, before you carry on, like, if Liverpool were in League Two, I'd be actively rooting for you lot to not make the playoffs. Leeds are in the Championship. I am actively rooting for Leeds to not even finish in the top two. And when they were gone for 16 years, I would check their results to make sure they didn't come back. And when they got relegated, I celebrated. Fuck Leeds. Ipswich Town, Leicester City, you must. That's what it is. I'm just basking in the downfall.
I just think it's weird for two guys who claim not to care or acknowledge City. You're crashing on each other's failures by using City success.
My point is,
I acknowledge City success.
United are bantering us, are bantering our misery from where they are. And triggered the shamelessness in me.
Prime,
and I'm not talking. And another example, another example, real quick is and I'm not saying you, but I am saying several Chelsea fans from where you guys are in 11th, 10th, 8th, 9th, wherever you are in the middle of the table, I still get Chelsea fans singing Champions of Europe. You'll never sing that when we're competing for a Premier League and you guys are barely struggling for results against Sheffield United and Burnley.
True.
The shamelessness runneth through everybody.
I know. TJ, I'm not talking about shamelessness. Shamelessness is cool. I'm just making sure people, you particularly Flawless and Months, understand that they cannot say they don't care about City success, but they're crashing on each other's clubs.
I didn't say I don't care. I said I'm desensitized.
You're not desensitized because you're using City's success to crash on United's failure.
All right. How about this? I've even doubled down on this. So if anyone wants to challenge me on the, by the way, this offers to Arsenal fans, not Chelsea fans. You guys just over there somewhere. I've actually figured out an extra route of shamelessness to go. You see that fifth place Champions League spot? If Arsenal and Liverpool go out, there ain't no fifth spot. There's already a 60% chance that coefficient ain't fitting.
Before you carry on, what was the percentage you said? What was the percentage you said?
I think it's already at 60% as it stands.
Wait, 60 or 16?
No, as about
Look at this flawless guy.
Oh, I wanted you to say 16. Never mind. Carry on.
We're going to be Italy and Spain.
It's Germany.
So my thing is that. So if Arsenal and Liverpool continue to falter, Man United still leave this in a bad position because City's success is in your city and don't get Europe for your fuckery this season.
And just to clarify, Prime, I just want to say with this, with City's success, I'm not desensitized to it. I don't ignore it. You know where I'm at with it? Acceptance. I have been at the fifth. I said this at the start of the season that these men were going to win the league. Yep. I said this. When everyone was talking about, City are no longer the same and did they lost Gundogan and they lost Mahrez and Rotator, I can look at things from a non-Manchester United perspective and look at it and go, okay, City are not what they were. They are not the same. However, who is better than them? That is the question I continuously ask all summer long, all season long.
That's
who
cool.
Is
nobody.
Hey, Steve, you're doing too much. Hey, Steve, don't agree with me. Word to truth.
Nobody.
Allow it. Don't agree with me. You know what I'm saying?
That's fine. My thing is, I don't want people, particularly, it's fine that you said it, but like previously, it's always been like, no one cares about City, yada, yada, yada. We can't say, this is what I never said, I don't care about City. I acknowledge City.
I'm never
there. I respect what you're doing. I always respect greatness. The same way when United were good, I always respected United. I respect greatness. But people can't say we don't care about City, small club, irrelevant, yada, yada, yada. We're using their success to crash on our rivals. People can't do that.
All I can say about that is in regard respect to it is just that, yes, I respect what they've done. And I've never said I don't care. I've just said from a selfish perspective, because my club don't care about me. So fuck what's going on there right now. Right. It's just less for me from a personal standpoint.
Do you know from what a then, personal perspective. Say then, Fulis, on that logic, not even yeah. on that logic.
Yeah.
But all the Arsenal fans that crashed it on me, maybe you should have attacked Man City. And maybe this loss wouldn't have mattered. I mean, yeah.
This guy is a crook, you know. I just want to say that is an absolutely beautiful transition. I don't know how Munz did that, but that's one of them. That's a pinpoint pass, you know what I'm saying, from back to front, and you're through on goal. That's the perfect through ball.
That's my job. That is my job. I'm the architect.
That is brilliant.
Now, hey, but I do have a question though, because you guys doing this choose thing right now. So, who's fine finishing second to City by 1 point then?
No, I don't. Yeah. Let's not do all of that.
What does it matter? Who cares?
Somebody got to finish second, you know.
I'll finish second. It's fine. I'll take the second place.
You know who's gonna finish second? Liverpool.
Hey, preferably 1 point.
Liverpool. They're gonna finish second.
I'll be real.
Like, that's Liverpool how much finish, it matters.
If Liverpool finish ahead of Arsenal, that's so uncomfortable convo.
Liverpool won't finish second. They'll be Arsenal.
Who really cares, to be honest, if they finish second or third? Like, it doesn't give you anything.
Yeah, it's just a big question of who's Luigi and who's Toad.
That is wild analogy, man. Fuck. Yeah,
it's not a wild analogy. It's the right analogy.
Bro, Luigi, Yoshi, Peach, in that order.
Yoshi, guys, that was my
cameo today. Listen, big up everyone.
Nice to
make sure you go and subscribe to Sarcasm City TV. Like the video. And yeah, man, you lot, continue the chat. Have a great night. I've just made myself some really cheap oven food. Life of a YouTuber. Anyway, guys.
Hey, facts. Talk to him. That is the life of a YouTuber. Trust me, man. Put the food in the oven. But you lot, make sure you subscribe to Big Six Mance. Link's in the title. Subscribe to Mance's channel. You see him over there. I was saying, shout out to Mance every single time. Yeah, Prime, you had frozen, but you're back now. You are back now. Hey, questions though, you lot. Continue. But that being said, we will get predictions from all the man them on these two games. So, Jez, we'll go to you first. Bayern Munich Arsenal. Prediction, and who goes through?
Bayern Munich, Arsenal. I think Bayern win 2-1. Bayern win 2-1. I think they're able to just go and keep at least a one goal lead at their home. I think Tuchel is prepared for this game. And one thing I can give Tuchel is the fact that I think he can adjust. But I trust Tuchel more over two legs in terms of being able to adjust to the opposition than I can do with Arteta at the moment. So, yeah, 2-1 Bayern.
Yes. Hey, Steve.
No.
Yes. Bayern, Arsenal.
Give me a 2-0.
2-0 Bayern. Is that what you think? Okay, yes, that's fair.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm feeling confident. Probably because it's Arsenal. But, like, I don't know. I think it's because of that Villa result, to be honest. I'll probably go
2-0. First? Fats, what are you saying? And it's Bayern Munich, Arsenal, Fats. That's what we're predicting here, my friend.
Bayern Munich 3-1 win, and Bayern Munich will progress through the semi-final.
3-1. Okay, first, Prime.
You know what?
Yeah, you're frozen, but we can hear you. It's calm.
You know what? Someone has to...
It's right now.
What did he say? Okay, whatever.
No, like, I'm just saying your frozen picture looks like you're looking at snow right now.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Like you're frozen. You do. It actually does as well. It's a nice pose, though. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It's a nice pose.
Hey, men complimenting other men about their poses late at night.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Like, don't hate because I didn't do it to you. Look at me, jealous.
Trying way too hard.
Way too hard. You know what it is? He's jealous. That's what it is. He's jealous. Don't worry, man. Steve, you look good too, man. Don't worry about it, man.
Steve looks fugly, to be fair.
What?
He's jealous,
that's
man.
You.
He's jealous anyway. Prime scoreline prediction. Yeah. We got
Someone here has to defend Arsenal.
Yeah.
And I believe in Declan Rice. So 1-0
Arsenal. Yeah. Okay, 1-0.
Hey, Brian, just because he's...
I'm going to be so I'm, real, I wouldn't even be surprised.
It's fair. All right, TJ, what are you saying?
There is no way Bayern do not score in this match. There's zero chance, especially with the amount or the lack of amount of confidence that our backline has at this point, and rightfully so. I'm going 2-1 Arsenal.
Let's go.
Still, because I have to at this point. But you guys know how I feel. You guys go back and watch. You guys go back and watch the first 10 minutes of this obviously incredible show. Make sure you're liking, sharing, subscribing. But yeah, I'm 2-1 Arsenal. You got to ride the horse that brought you. 2-1 Arsenal. I don't even have a good reason why. I just have a feeling.
And this is why, before you go, this is why I fucks with TJ, because he said 2-1 Arsenal and said, no, that's just, there's no logic there. I mean, I'm an Arsenal fan. He's not trying to bullshit it. That's why I respect
There's no logic.
I respect that.
Hey, I told you we're going to lose to Crystal Palace for no reason. But anyways, TJ, can I ask you real quick, though?
Yeah, man.
Do you think if you lose to Arsenal, if you lose to Bayern, is the season then done completely?
Yeah. No, we're done. We're cooked. We're cooked because we go down to one game a week, and we still have to play with our head down. We have to play Chelsea at home, Tottenham away, and then us losing those games or us losing to Bayern gives Tottenham a chance. It shows Tottenham that we can be gotten at. And you know, if you had asked me two weeks ago if we were going to beat Tottenham, I would have said yeah, 2-0. Easy, that high line, or maybe not 2-0, maybe 3-1. But we lose this game, we're definitely dropping points along the way to the end of the season, and then we'll beat Everton 5-0 during the last game of the season, because that's what this team does. Is we'll show up, we'll win 5-0 at home, and then you know, I'll see them in LA. I'll see him in LA. Genius. And we start this whole thing over again.
Hey, we run it back, man. Hey, Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid again next season.
Yeah, man, that's what I'm going to say. It'll be 2025 Kool-Aid, not 2024 Kool-Aid.
Hey, Flores, what you need to do is here, after the 60, depending on the 16 out of 10 mergers gone, we need the Kool-Aid one next.
You know what? That's a good
Easter. Just a cool with Tony's face on it.
Don't drink the Kool-Aid. Yeah,
but you know what Tony will say. This is Kool-Aid, a different season. This is a different season. We have Xerxes, the gunman. Mm-hmm.
That's what I'll say. My guy.
We have the henchmen out in the back in Gabriel and Saliba.
Yeah. That's what I'll say. But that being said, my prediction: I think Arsenal lose this game, 2-1. I think Bayern do the business. Arsenal away from home in Europe. I just look at that Porto game. That's the eye-opening game. Not only that, the way they lost to Villa and the reaction as well from the Arsenal players after the game. I think season's done. It's been done. What I'm saying,
Arsenal fans are saying no, Alphonso Davies, Saka will have an easy time against Guerrero. Do they know?
That being said, you know what I'm saying? What is it? People thought so Alphonso Davies is suspended, so they think Saka will have an easy time. But then again, certain man thought this would impress Gyalto.
By the way, can I just say, the two girls below us are looking 16 out of 10s today, both of them.
All right, big up the panel. I thought.
You're too.
Sixteen out of ten t-shirts available right now, people. 16 out of 10 t-shirts available, 4 different colors, 2 different designs. www.sarcasmcitytv.myshopify.com. That's www.sarcasmcitytv.myshopify.com. Link is in the pinned comment, people. Great t-shirts, great quality at £16.10. Go on, Prime.
This guy's definitely hawked merch before. Okay, keep going.
I never have that.
It's the first time, but I'm just saying, same trick all the time.
Same trick all the time. Head to the box. cut inside, shoot. Same drink.
Hey, it goes top bins, bottom bins on.
Hey, once in your life, just go down the byline, man. Do something.
Hey, you know what? When it stops working, it worked for Robin his entire career. When it stops working, when he learned to stop it, I'll do something else. You know what I'm saying? It keeps working.
Shout out Arjen Robben, man. Yeah, shout out Arjen Robben. And Frank Ribery.
I've seen Robin Ribery, do that with a full hair, and then I watched him do it with a ball patch. Like, so it worked. That's me, man. I'm gonna keep this running. I did the reverse. I went from the short hair to the long hair, but we move. But yeah, I think Arsenal lose the game. All jokes aside, I think they do. I don't think they do the business. That being said, the other semi-final on the same day, Real Madrid, you must, but we'll go to you first, TJ. 3-3 draw, Manchester City versus Real Madrid, scoreline prediction, and who goes through?
It's at the Etihad, man. I have a feeling that Real Madrid will do what they need to do. I just have a weird feeling. Man City riding high after a perfect weekend of results. They just went up against Luton Town and beat them 5-0. Or 5-1 or whatever it was. Shout out powerhouse Luton Town. But I just think that they're maybe the hangover kicks in here a little bit. And they're going up against an incredibly talented Real Madrid side. I don't think you're going to see as many goals. And I think that Real Madrid will stink it out 2-1. 2-1 Real Madrid.
Yeah, I hope you are right as well.
I hope so too, but yeah.
What are you saying? Manchester City, Real Madrid? Prime, you there? Oh, he's frozen again. Yeah, he has facts.
No, I'm watching something. I'm not frozen.
No, you are frozen.
Nah, you froze.
Turn the camera off because it looks funny. I can't lie.
Are you frozen?
Just turn the camera off.
Oh, what was the question?
Manchester City, Real Madrid. Scoreline prediction.
Man City, Real Madrid, City. Mm-hmm. We're through. City go through.
City are through. Tom, what score? Did you say sorry? What score did he say?
All right, I don't have, say 4-2.
All right, cool. Fats, are you with us?
Yeah, I will say 2-2 as well, and then Madrid to penalties. I'll give you another two predictions as well because my eyes are already.
Yeah, cool, no stress.
I'll say Atletico win 2-1, and then PSG win 3-1.
Yeah, and NN, nah, I'm going to sleep soon, but I'm not gonna lie. NN, you said Flawless is gonna sleep at 7 a.m. I'm just getting my body clock.
Yeah, I'll see you in payback.
I'm literally like, I was like, I'm playing for teams, feel like I'm suiting up for the payback.
You guys playing back for the
like, hey, every time, facts, man. Big up. I'm literally getting my body clock prepared and ready for the playoffs. Like, that's playoffs because I know I'm gonna be up late, so like that's what it is. Like, what Mon said about oven food, no word of a joke. I say that's what man's gonna be eating a lot of these late nights. But work, yo, hashtag the show must go on. Jez, what are you saying? No, Manchester City, Real Madrid.
I think they're gonna be a decent amount of goals there. I think 2-1 City. I think they get the business done at home. I think I think Jan said it. I think last Q&A, and I agree with you. I think if they get they won against Luton. If they win today, is it today?
It's Wednesday.
If they win tomorrow and if they win on the weekend against Chelsea, I think they're gonna win the treble. I can't lie. But yeah,
all right, we didn't need all that. Are you Steven? Are you the Black Steve?
Hey,
we didn't
shout
need all
out. That. Hey, whoa.
I just said Manchester City, Real Madrid, my friend. We didn't need no extras. You know what I'm saying? There was no box on the sheet saying, show us you're working out. We don't need no extras. All right. We don't need that. We'll cross that bridge when we get there. All right, bro, go on.
You know, black people always like to talk more than usual. Let me land. But anyways, 2-1 City.
You just say you're gonna win the treble. Like, I need to hear that bullshit. Steve, you know you got Steven in the game. What's score?
I actually didn't see you. Okay.
What score? You got Zitty winning the treble. Winning the game.
You know it.
Yeah, I've already said that odds on for it. Veta tried to be like, nah, don't say it. Like, they're on for a double treble, and no one's talking about it, and it pisses me off. But anyway,
imagine City do a treble.
I'll talk about it.
I will remove everybody from this panel, you know. Like, you man trying me. I will get rid of
everyone. I will just
get rid of everyone and just do this shit by myself. Anyway, Steve, I know you got City winning, so what score have you got City winning the game?
I actually don't. If you remember on the Back Again podcast, I super chatted my prediction 2-2.
Yo, the show was Real Madrid. Wait. Man said on the Back Again podcast, which was 3 hours long with Hamza. And you think I remember a super chat at the end?
Pain worse than death.
Do you remember when you were speculating about where I was from? Do you remember that?
I do remember that part. I remember that part, yes.
I spoke up for you. I was your agent. Yeah.
Well, so go on. I
don't know why you guys hate Hamza. I think he's hilarious.
No, nobody hates Hamza.
Yeah, because no one hates him. You know, he's just annoying. Well, you would like him because you're you.
Extremely. Nobody hates Hamza. He's literally unhateable, but he is so annoying.
Yeah, he's annoying.
So annoying.
He's
annoying.
He's a more likable Ryan. That's what
Prime, have you ever done content with him before?
I want to.
That's why.
That's the Kawaja effect, because everyone who joins this channel is like, why are you so mean to Ryan? And then they live stream Ryan for 20 minutes and they're like,
I want to. I want to be on stream.
You will do, man.
Hamza, he's hilarious.
Do it. Go for it.
Yeah, go for it, man.
Get me on stream with him, man.
Steve, what was your scoreline prediction? Madrid winning.
I'm going 2-2 Real Madrid on penalties. And I just feel like people are writing it down in stone that like Real Madrid are playing, that Man City are playing Real Sociedad and not Real Madrid. I think it's weird, bro. Like they're underrating Real Madrid, and that's very dangerous to do in the Champions League. Word to everybody out there, breaking news: don't underestimate Real Madrid in the champs for the like 15th time in a row. But no, that's what I got. I got it being a good game of football. Look, worst teams. I've gotten draws at the Etihad, right? Liverpool are not as good as Real Madrid. Arsenal are not as good as Real Madrid. Arsenal are not as good as Real Madrid. I'm sorry to break your heart, TJ, but that's just facts. You know what I'm saying? So, look, I think Real Madrid...
I know.
Again,
Steve, you need to go watch my match reaction.
Oh, I'm gonna do that. I'm adding that into.
Me and Dal went in. I'm not here to guilt anybody. I'm just saying.
Make sure you subscribe. I've not watched yours. I haven't watched Northside's. I haven't watched Lee Gunners. Yeah. I've not watched all of Troops' content. There's any Arsenal content creators I missed? Lee Judges. I need to watch. You lot, let me know, man.
If you need a good laugh, go ahead. Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, when Lee Judges was crying in his teeth.
Yeah. Shout out to the legend that is Lee Judges, but yeah.
The only reason before we go with the prediction real quick, the only reason why people I think go with City is because that's I think even though you're right with this Real Madrid, obviously you shouldn't, and I don't necessarily think it's underestimating thing. It's just how much City has just gained respect in the football world, in my opinion.
Oh yeah. But also actually there's another team that got a draw at the Etihad. Fucking Tottenham. Tottenham are not as good as Real Madrid. So there you go. There's three instances this season. And also, guess how many games Real Madrid have lost this season? Anyone want to take a guess? How many losses in all
competitions?
Two.
I don't think it's Atletico Madrid.
Steve. Pretty good. Real Madrid have not beaten Man City at the Etihad. Man City are going through.
On penalties. I'm saying on penalties. 2-2.
It's not going to go to penalties.
You don't think so?
Yeah. Yo, by the way, I'm a dip.
Jess, love every time. Before we are going to close out very, very shortly anyway, people. Love to everyone that's locked in. For me, I can't. I hope Fats is right. I hope Steve is right. And Real Madrid do the business. I just can't see it. I really can't. Like, you know what the crazy part is? If Madrid would have won the game 3-2, I'd favor Madrid. I think Madrid are definitely good enough to go there and get a draw. They could draw there 1-1. They could draw there 2-2. They have enough. However, with that game, basically, the game's not a free hit, but it's like the away leg don't matter. City just have to beat them at home. That's how City are looking at it. There's no,
and I think they're away.
Nothing else. Go on.
Sorry to cut you off. No, I think the away leg. I think the away leg does matter because I always think of Real Madrid, or Atletico Madrid, or one of those teams in the Champions League, the boogeyman. If you get a chance to kill them off and to kill the tide dead, big up, Cube. You have a chance. Remember, you took the lead, then Real Madrid went bam bam, and then it was 3-2 City, and then they conceded. So Man City on two different occasions led in the game. If you take a win to the Etihad, I predict something different. But I feel like if you're in rarefied air in terms of you have a lead at the Santiago Bernabeu and you are a caliber of team of Man City, you should be able to hold on to that lead.
You know why you're wrong? Because Real Madrid faced a weakened Man City side who were missing some of their best defenders. And City and Real Madrid still can beat them.
Yeah, but at the same time, Man City didn't have what it took to beat a perceived not as strong Real Madrid side in recent years.
Who said Real Madrid is not as strong?
Internet motherfuckers.
No one said Real Madrid are not. No one said Real Madrid are not strong.
I can't see past them. However, I'm trying to pattern it so I can actually watch both games at the same time because I'm genuinely invested in both these games because they pretty much.
I mean,
if
you need help with that.
I mean, for the rest of the week. Yeah, I got you, Stevie. 100%. I pretty much. I just need to. You know what I'm trying to do? I'm trying to get another laptop, so I need to try and get it. Well, I was gonna say tomorrow, today. I need to update.
Hey, you're doing this.
Get two monitors.
No, that's not long now. I need to get a new laptop anyway, so I'm gonna update. I'm updating. I need to update the equipment. So I want to get.
You gotta do the.
Anyway.
You gotta do the five screens at once thing like I do.
Nah, that's you are alien of football. And do
that's insane.
Yeah, that's why I respect you highly. Like I really do. I respect you highly because you're for real. But yeah, hopefully I'm wrong. And like I said, City do go out, but. Again, if there is a team can do it, it is Real Madrid. I will say that much. Like,
that's
I wouldn't
what
be
I'm
shocked.
Saying. That's what
Real Madrid, don't get me wrong. Real Madrid are capable. That's why I'm not saying anybody who's predicting them to win is wrong. If there's one team in the competition who can do it, it's them. They have the manager and they have the caliber of players and they have the final third players. With Vinicius Jr., with Bellingham, with the Camavinga, with a Tchouameni, with a Cruz, with a Modric, you have players who can hurt you in the final third. They have a plethora of players who can do that. But also, do Manchester City, but Madrid, you must. Please.
Bro, hey, listen.
Please.
We've got this, Man City. Man City, we've got this. We've got this.
Man City, what is this? Chelsea fans talking about we? I like seeing history be made. So why we work forward? Chelsea fans, is this we?
Who is we?
I like history being made by other teams in other countries, not on your own doorstep. Like they don't match Chelsea. To a piece with the Champions League if they win one. This guy.
You know what? I'll give them one of the 2021 Champions League and they can have three. There you go.
There you go. Over Chelsea. There we go.
Yeah, and it matches Man United as well.
See, look at that. Don't get that, but we move. You feel me? I don't understand that at all. But
anything to see flawless.
Run up the likes, people. Yeah, I'm bigger than your football club. I get it. Run up the likes, people. Yeah,
of course you should be. Man United.
I'm saying me as an individual, not Manchester United. But 47 likes, we're at 80 likes. Because man said it. Oh, I just want to see flawless. I said, like, rah, you want that? Or rather than your own team being taken over. There's 80 likes, man. Like check 1212. Let's get us up to 80 likes. Hit the subscribe button as well, because we're closing in on 11k subscribers. We're literally 11 away from 11k subscribers.
We're 11k
subscribers, so get us there so we can do 11k subscribers. And I can get mashed up.
Bro, Flawless, I haven't recovered from the last one, bro.
You got a few days.
Cool. Thank you.
Yeah, I won't do it straight away. I'll pick a time to when to do it. I'll make sure it's a Saturday.
Perfect.
And there's like no games in the end and we'll pattern it properly. We ain't there yet. So we're 11 short and there's over 110 of you lot in here. And you know what happened? You know why the subscriber parties are so good? Because you know what became a thing from that 10k subscriber party, ladies and gentlemen. You know why these 16 out of 10 shirts are available and where this clip went from being a hot line to being a hot song? and just the whole movement worldwide.
By the way, can I just say the two girls below us are looking 16 out of 10s today, both of them.
Right, big up the panel. I told as for. And that being said, people, your 16 out of 10 t-shirts available now, people, available now in the UK. They will be available for worldwide shipping in the next week. All the information is on the site, but please go to www.sarcasmcitytv.myshopify.com. That is www.sarcasmcitytv.myshopify.com, where you can find the 16 out of 10 t-shirts, people. Two different designs, four different colors. All information is on there in regards to help, inquiries, questions. You can email sarcasmcitytv.myshopify.com/help@gmail.com. That is sarcasmcitytv.myshopify@gmail.com. And of course, that at the great price of £16.10. And if you are a member of the channel from today or before today, people, then you indeed get 16% off. So I will reach out to any members, or any members reached out to me, and we will pattern you with the discount code, so you can get 16% off your 16 out of 10 t-shirts. But yeah, back to the show, people. Make sure, again, run up the likes, hit the share button, subscribe. Make sure you're at the 11K subscriber party, because that's from the 10K subscriber party. So imagine what could happen at the 11. And there's 111 of you locked in. See how this numbers thing is just numbering. It's crazy. And yeah, Andrew, he says, yo, 5 years' time, it's going to age like fine wine. Oh, it gets better and better. I watch that clip daily outside of live streams. I was just flick it on just because. You just to my Instagram pinned comment. Oh, it's beautiful. Oh, it's beautiful.
I have a saved. I have it saved on my phone. I have it saved on my StreamYard. I have it saved during everywhere, bro.
Every gaming stream I run, I throw it up there.
Are you showing TJ? TJ, you showing any family members or your wife yet or anything? I was talking to my mom and dad.
I showed my wife, and she was just like, she just stared like the women did.
Confused.
It is,
but that's what my friend Olivia did. Yeah.
You lot, final few questions. TJ, though, let them know where they can find you, what you got coming up over the next week, etc., etc. Links in the title, people. TJ Warren TV.
Yes, yes. Big up everybody, of course. Big up the entire panel. Strasburg, Steve, Prime, Flawless. Obviously, Jez, Monts, Floss, everybody who shows up to these. It's always a lot of fun. I'm just glad I got to come on here and face the music, because I wasn't able to yesterday. So. I'm on with Matt, the Southern Gooner, on the Southern Gooners channel tomorrow. You may recognize him from League Gunners Watch Alongs. Me and him are going to do a come to Jesus, if you will. Yep, at 8 p.m. UK time. And then I'm going to be running my solo show on my channel, TJ Warren TV, 11 p.m. UK time tomorrow night. And then you can find me, whether it'll be festival settings or funeral settings, during the Bayern Munich Arsenal showdown at the Allianz. I'll be doing a watch along on my channel 15 minutes before kickoff. I will be going live, so hit that notification bell. And obviously the match reactions and all this stuff will be going on, and then I will be right back here on Wednesday. So let's do it. Thanks again, Flawless.
Of course, man, always great having you on the show. Steve, let me know what you got coming up. I know you got, you know, you do, but no one does more watch alongs than you of more leagues. I say that you have the crown for that, but yeah, let them know what you
add some
up.
Variety. Yeah, variety is the spice of life, so yeah. Big up you two and Prime as well, everybody in the comments, you know what I'm saying. But what I got coming up is Benfica Marseille and just general Europa League coverage with Northside on Thursday. Flawless, obviously, if you want to come hang, you've got that.
Yeah, man, for my bar, I pull up.
Yeah. So, and then Friday, I honestly forget what I got. Genoa Lazio, and then I think it's Athletic Club versus Granada. Saturday, I've got a lot planned.
Yeah, make sure you check it out again. Strasbourg Steve, links in the title. TJ Warren TV, links in the title. Muncy's channel, Big Six Bands, all three links in the title. I hope you lot have enjoyed the show, because it's a late one. Than usual, because the Back Again podcast. I've moved the United Chelsea Spurs show. I'll talk to Surfer and Jez and figure out when. What have we got coming up today? 4:30 p.m. UK time. 4:30 p.m. UK time. The Mandem United podcast. So I'll be with the gang talking all things Manchester United, unfortunately. Then following that, about 8 p.m. Well, actually, 7:55 p.m. So 5 to 10 minutes before kickoff, we will be live on the Sarcasm City TV playback for the Barcelona versus PSG watch along. We will be there for that.
I will be there.
Then following that, we'll be back on the YouTube channel, people, slightly earlier with a Q&A. Slightly earlier, it'll be 11:15 p.m. 11:15 p.m. for another Sarcasm City Sports Q&A. Then following that, what I'm looking forward to, play-ins. Start of the play-ins. So we will start with the New Orleans Pelicans versus the LA Lakers. That's 12:30 a.m. UK time. Then following that, we will be doing the second game, which is the Sacramento Kings versus the Golden State Warriors, which is also on the Sarcasm City TV playback. If you have an NBA League Pass, come and join us. And if you join the membership at the highest level, I'm giving out a membership for a month. So if you want to watch all the play-in games and all the playoff games that we are watching, for the price of the membership, and you get many other perks as well. Join the membership at the highest level. And every game we're watching, you can watch along with us for those that don't know about playback, because that's how it works. So you'll see us four on the screen, but then we'll be in smaller boxes, and then you'll see the game, and we're all linked up. So there's no spoilers, none of that. And you chat in the chat the same way you do on YouTube, people. Playback's a great app. So you can either have it on your desktop as a website, the link's underneath in the description, or download the app from your app store, people. So we got plenty of streams coming up. And you know what the crazy part is? I'm probably forgetting something in regards to where I'm going to be at. I'll be on with Rants as well. So yeah. You already know. And Cameron, big up to you. He's in there. He's at work. That's where Steve is, man. He's getting his money. But yeah, glad you lot have enjoyed the show. Big up all the members as well. Big up everyone who's always supporting. Again, 16 out of 10 T's available, people. Right now, www.sarcasmcetv.myshopify.com. That is www.sarcasmcetv.myshopify.com. I need to add it in the links underneath in the description. It will be in the pinned comment. Get your 16 out of 10 tees. For those that are like, oh, what is this 16 out of 10? What is 16/10? It's this, ladies and gentlemen. Can here I we just are. Say,
the two girls below us are looking 16 out of 10s today, both of them.
All right, big up the panel. So yeah, people, 16 out of 10 t-shirts available now. Two different designs, four different colors.
Better every time.
At the great price of £16.10, people. And it will take six. Oh yeah, it also takes 6 business days to get to you as well with delivery. So you know, I wanted to put 6 to 10, but it didn't let me put a 2-10. Otherwise, I 100% would have put 6 to 10 working days for the delivery. But yeah, my life, I would have without doubt. But yeah. Love to everyone that's locked in, man. You lot are real ones. I think it's Sunshine Live. I think she's live. Big up to Eli. He says this show was 16 out of 10 as usual. So if Sunshine is live, we're going to redirect to her. And how we redirect from now on Sarcasm City TV, whenever we're here, we just put 16 out of 10 raid in the chat. That's what we do everywhere we go. We 16 out of 10 raiders. That's exactly what we do. So let me see if she's still live. If she's not.
She is still live. She is still live.
Okay. We're going to send you lot to Sunshine. So, yeah, just put 16 out of 10 raid. Go show a love. Go hit the like button there. Go subscribe, people. But love to everyone that's locked in. This has been the Sarcasm City Sports Q&A live on the Sarcasm City TV YouTube channel. Thank you very much for tuning in.
And Borussia Dortmund.